I think before I had a shear. A shul.
So when do you get the shul?
I'm going into my 10th year. I think.
Just 2014.
I mean, growing up, my parents used to go.
When's Rebbe's first sabbatical?
And my first, no one put it in the contract. I forgot about it.
Where is Rebbe from?
Tina.
So we just walked into Rebbe's room. I was like, Rabbi.
Ay, ay, ay.
Rebbe still has family in Tina?
My mother lives there, and my sister lives there. They came for Yom Tov. Yeah, Teaneck was my stomping grounds. I grew up across the street from the shul. Bnei Shurin.
I was just there.
Who? Your ktos? Rabbeisai. Maybe it's mine. Rabbeisai. Let's try to understand what Rashi's doing in this sugya. And hopefully my stomach will stop hurting me through the Kayach of Torah.
Amen.
Okay. So the Gemara says that there is an issue with giving a shtar shichur and a get lachar misa. So Rashi explains that issue of giving lachar misa is not assumed to be dependent on the machlokes or Meir or Rabbanon later on, where going on to Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right? To Yud Gimel, about whether or not Yud Beis to Yud Gimel, whether or not it's a schus for an Eved to go free. It's not dependent on that. Even according to Rabbanon, that holds its discuss, we assume that you shouldn't give a lachar misa. And Rashi explains, because until it gets to the hand of the Eved, he's not fully free. They came into Meis, koidim su lo have a shechur yishechur. And since by the time that it gets to the hands of the Eved, there's no longer what in Adon. He's gestorben, right? Zok the Gemara. Zok Rashi. The nafka le reshuse mine v'chayel ale reshus yarsh. Since he's no longer in his reshus, in his domain, and he's in the reshus of the yarshin, so therefore we don't have the ability to give this shtar shechur on his behalf. Yesterday we raised the question that seems to be an inaccurate reason of why we shouldn't give the shtar shechur lachar misa. A more valid reason, a more fundamental reason, a more accurate reason that Rashi should tell us that the reason why we can't give the shtar shechur lachar misa is because there is no shechur anymore. It's not because there's an ikuv through the yorshim, it's because there's no mishachrer through the shtar shechur. And Mimela, that should be the reason why it's not Shaykh. It's not just like, okay, Rashi had two reasons like that he chose from. No, it's wrong. It's a problem. That rationale is inaccurate. So we were very bothered by this extra Lashon in Rashi. And I said, Rabbi said, we need a lot more of explanation in Rashi, in the first half of Rashi, what he's doing with Rabban and Rabbi Meir, but we didn't combine the sugyas. That's going to be Emirat Hashem, the next sugya of how Rashi analyzes the Fi Rabbanon, that it needs to get to the Yad of the Eved. But let's just assume that that's correct, and let's focus on the second element of Rashi. So Rabbi Yisai comes along the Yor Sameach, and the Yor Sameach, I'm working a little backwards. Yor Sameach has a fascinating Gemara in Kiddushin. I think we quoted this Gemara Kiddushin earlier in the year. I don't remember which sugya. But the Yor Sameach presents the Machlokes Amoraim, Machlokes Tanoim, fundamental shaila in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph on whether or not shliach is nase aid. You send a shliach to be mekadosh a woman. The Gemara in the second parak is talking about all the sugyas of shlichus. Much of the sugyas that we're discussing right now, Rabbi Yisrael, when you learn the second parak of Kiddushin, you should make sure not to lose your notebooks and bring it back to life when you learn that. So comes on there a Sameach and says, what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis? So boring already. What is the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the 2 days in the Gemara of Shliach Nasa'ed or Ein Shliach Nasa'ed? You send a Shliach to be Mekadosh a woman and you only have one aid there. So we know, Rabbi Isai, if there are no two aidim at the time of the Kiddushin, so you're not fully married. I wouldn't be Mekadosh a woman in front of one aid because the Ramah says that you should be Choshesh for Kiddushin even for one aid. So all those that you want to do stupid stuff at your engagements, don't do it. Make sure you're in private and you don't involve it in front of everyone or anyone. You should have your private moment and you should stop posting things and you should be private with your wife. Sure.
Wait, why?
Why?
What?
Because you're saying the words, will you marry me? And then she puts a ring on her. And then if this engagement, Chas V'Shalom, has to be broken off, she might need a get. And if she needs a get, then she can never marry a kohen. So I'd prefer you not to do that.
What if nobody hears you say it?
She could have a friend there take a picture.
She could have a friend there take a picture. That's just stum. I think you should have a private moment. I don't understand this Yetzer Hara. We're not talking about this now. But this is for another. We've spoken about this many times. But I don't get it. I don't relate to it. You guys, I don't understand this whole element of everything being public. And we need to learn the pasuk of Hatznei Alecha Zimah Hashem Elokecha and start doing things with Tzina again and having privacy and not blabbering everything that exists. And like the Gemara in Yuma says, if someone tells you not, if someone does not instruct you to tell someone else what you heard, then you are not a harezu babal toimer. The Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor la'achirim." Any time the Torah does not say lemor, it was usher for Moshe Rabbeinu to divulge it to anyone else because mikan shekol shalo amr la'achirim lemor harezu babal toimer. It's a law. It's usher for you. The Gemara is saying in Yuma for you to tell it over to someone else if you don't have permission to tell else. Stamazoi, you have to become private. Okay. So what happens if you do want to do a valid Kiddushin, but we ran out of Kosher Eidim. This happens, everybody say. I mean, you have weddings that Baruch Hashem, there are no Kosher Eidim there because otherwise it could cause problems in the future. If Rav Moshe was matir many situations based on the fact that there were no kosher eidim there, and there was nothing to rely on the kiddushin. So what happens if you need the shliach to act as a second kosher aid? Would that work or that one? Would that not work? Rabbi Yisai. So comes along the Or Sameach and asks, what is the nekudas hamachlokes between these two shittas and the Gemara? Perhaps they are arguing fundamentally on the nature of the klal of shlucho shel adam kamosa. If you hold that shlucho shel adam kamosa means that you now become like the what? The mekadesh. So then what? So you can't by definition be a witness. That makes no sense. But if you are just representing the mekadesh, but the kedushin is only taking effect and existing through electricity, right? Through the koach hamishaleach that is being Mekadesh over here, so then one can entertain the possibility that perhaps you can actually work as an aide over here, and therefore you can be you can still be relied as one of the witnesses for the Maisa Kedushin that's existing for the other person that's actually being Mekadesh. So perhaps, says the Or Sameach, that might be this might actually already emanates out of Machloikis Tanoim, Machloikis Amoroim, within the Gemara and Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Within that analysis, Yer Sameach suggests that he says that the Pri Chodosh in Simen Kuf Chaf has a Machloikis with the Ramah Im Girish Hashliach by Gerishin. Im girish hashliach bin nira shaloi. If the shliach who is acting on behalf of the Baal, he used the paper, the parchment his own parchment, does it work for Gerushin or not? Or do you say, no, this is invalid because the Niyar, the paper of the Gerushin, has to be of the Megarish, and he's not the Megarish. So he says, perhaps the Prichadish that was Mekel on the Shaila is understanding that once you're Memana a Shliach, so Memela the Shliach now exists, now as a Megarish, he now is taking over, and Memela, that should follow through also to who the Nir could belong to, because through the Parsha of Shlichas, Shluch Shaladim Kavoso means he is the Megarish. If he is the Megarish, so then Memela, the Nir should be his. And perhaps the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah that said that the Gerishin would not be good if the Niyar was from the Shliach, is understanding that the Shliach could carry out the action. The Shliach could do it on your behalf, but at the end of the day, it's the Meshaleach's Pe'ula, so if it's the Meshaleach's Pe'ula, it has to also be the Baal's and the Meshaleach's paper, and we don't view it any different than he would be Megarish himself without Shlichus. With this, the Yer Sameach says exactly like the Ktzais. I don't think they quote each other, correct? They were both misnabit to the same exact pshat. That they explain that that's going to shed light on our mysterious Rashi. No, Prichadash. I ain't Kesef Mishnah. So what's the Kesef Mishnah that he starts off with? So the Kesef Mishnah is asking Akasha on the Shitas HaRambam. So what is the Shitas HaRambam? We have a Rambam here, Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Geirushin Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam says something startling. The Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Ayinu Mebeis, has a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If a person told another individual to write a get, va'achzu krudaikis, and it becomes a shaita, Reish Lakish says, Koisvim v'noisin and get la'alter. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ein koisvim elu l'kashi yishtate. You should only write the get once he becomes healthy. So the Rambam says in Halacha Tesvav, Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav, Omar k'shu bari kisvu get v'tnu li'ishi, v'achar kach nivis, okay, that's what the Gemara continues to discuss. If you have to ask him again when he becomes better. So that's accurate. That seems to be the psak of Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't write the get until you become healthier. But then the Rambam adds in one line, which is very startling. Vim kosvu v'nos no kodim shiyavri hareze posel. So the Rambam constantly in Hilchos Gerushin has two lashonos that he uses referring to the status of a get. The Rambam has a lashon that he says hareze get batal. The get is null and void, the get is garnish, which means on a level of the Araisa, this get is totally useless. But then the Rambam has another lashon that he uses when he's referring to just a invalidating the get on the level of the Rabbanon, which is the get is possible. And what's so odd is that the Rambam says over here, Vim kosvu v'noslu kodem shiavri hareze posel. So, agreed, the Rambam holds lahalocha lemaisa, that you're not going to give this get. But the fact that the Rambam uses a language that would tell us that that's true only on a level of Mdirabbanon is very startling. Because L'chaira, if the guy's a shaita, like Rabbi Yochanan saying, so L'chaira, it should not be good even on a level of D'oraisa. And this is the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. Yesh L'tmaya. The Rambam's a pella. How could he just say pasul? The Gemara mashma. The bottle of it. The Gemara's mashma that it's a pasul in D'oraisa. The bottle of it. The Amrin and the Rabbi Yochanan medamele l'shoita. And a shaita is a lot bardas. So how could you say that it's kosher min ha-Torah? So the Kesef Mishnah starts schwitzing. The efshar the cave in the Reish Lakish Amar kois v'noisim mishum demedam le liyoshin less than the flugi benayu kuli hay the Rabbi Yochanan kosvei and oklum Reish Lakish kosin lechadchila. Vakati kosher the Gemara Amrin at the time the Reish Lakish ba'achsu krudaikas mishum de samya biyodon. So the Rambam is a pella. How could the Rambam say that in such a situation it would be kosher min ha-Torah? It sounds like from the Gemara that it would be tantamount to a shaita giving a get, which we know would not be valid. So comes along the Or Sameach, comes along the Pri Chadosh, and he answers. That's the way the Or Sameach begins. And this is the site of the Ktzais HaChayshin. Yine HaPri Chodesh tirates that the difference is when he was Memana Shliach. The cave and the also Shliach Kishu Bari. Su Af the Amishaleach Be'ez HaSliach HaShliach Shlichuso Eino Bar Kinyan Mol Min HaTorah. Depends when everything happens. If I was Bari when I was Maman of the Shliach, and now the Shliach takes that get and he wants to give it to my wife. So that's what the Rambam's saying, Midaraisa, that should be okay. And it's only Midarabbanon because it looks bad, because people are going to think that a Shaita has the ability to be Makarish his wife, and we know that a Shaita can't be Makarish's wife. Shaita's La Bardas, it can't be Reotzon. This is, that's not debatable. But says the Pri Chodesh, but it all depends on whether or not that Shliach took over before you came a shaita. So Memela, the Rambam seems to be holding, Zakti Or Sameach, that as long as you were Mamana, that Shliach, before you became a shaita, so Memela, Minat Torah, we can now view as if there's a Koyach Ligarish over here through the Shlichus. Aye, there's no Mishaleach. It doesn't matter. The Mishaleach, the Or Sameach, the way the Rambam, what Rambam's telling us over here, in the case where a Shliach, and he was a Shliach of a Bari temporarily, and then he became a Shaita, as long as that Shlichus took off, now there is a Megarish over here. Now there's a Megarish over here. Now there's a Koyach to now create a Maisa Gerishit. Because the way the Rambam understands Shlucha Shaladim Kamoisai, is that the parsha of Shlichus is Mechadesh, that the Shliach becomes the Baal Dover. And in the Or Sameach's Lomdis, that would be Ein Shliach, Nase Eid. And he's the Baal Dover over here. He now exists and replaces, I would say, according to the Rambam, Lefidus Hezber, the Mishaleach. And even though the Mishaleach himself can't carry out that task anymore, doesn't matter because he was already Nismaneh. He was already Nismaneh at the time that he was a Bari, and therefore the Shlichus takes off. But there is Beferish Abar Plugta on this Rambam, and that is the Shita of the Tur. The Shita of the Tur in Eben Ezer and Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph says Beferish. Udas hatur be'evin ha'ezes him in kuf chav alev. I put on the Mar Mekoymes. Ki I gavna haget posel min ha-Toyra. Why? What's the reason? Because even though you were Mamana Shliach at the time that you were Bari, so great, there was a Minoy Shlichus that was Chal. Excellent. But how does that Shliach have a Koyach? How does that Shliach have any relevance? What is the Shliach doing? He's severing a relationship between you and your wife. And when that Shliach is now carrying out and giving the get over to the woman, or the Shtar Shichur to the Eved, he's existing Mikoyach you, Mikoyach that relationship. Yeah, you don't technically have to do the Maisa, that's the Chiddush of Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso, but it all relates back to the Mishaleach. Memela, even if there was a Shlichus that was Nismana when you were a Bari, if you're not a Bar Gerishin, if you're a Shaita, if you're someone who's invalid for the Maisa Gerishin at the time of the Maisa of the Shliach, so says the Torah, and it's going to be garnished. It's going to be Baltim and Atayra. So comes along the Ktois HaChoshen and the Pri Chodesh and the Or Sameach, all telling us that this Nekuda and the difference between the Rambam and the Gemara is all fundamentally based on a Yesoid on how to understand the concept of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamos, which the Or Sameach thinks might even relate to earlier Tanoim and Amoroim. Comes along the Ktois HaChoshen, and he says, he thinks that this Rambam is problematic. Even though he has the way to be Miyasha, the Kushya of the Kesef Mishnah, from the Gemara and Gittin by a Shoita, not being able to be Megarish, and in the case where he was Mana Shliach when he was a Bari, Yesh L'chalik, like the Pri Chodesh says. But the problem is, how are you going to deal with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel? The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel says, Ha'omer k'tunugetze le'ishti sh'tashichar zela avdi u'meis, lo yitna l'achar misa. Why not? Why lo yitna l'achar misa? Look at Taisus over there. And daf yud gimel med aleph. V'komash malon. De'in get l'achar misa. Af agav de behed yitnan. Beperek misha ochso daf ayin beis. De'in get l'achar misa. What's the chiddush of this mishnah? Isn't it a beferish mishnah? And daf ein beis that there's no get lachar misa. Hocha itshich lash miinan beget shichur sheachar shekosvo lo zocha bo ha'evid v'afilu beget isha nami hash miinan daaf al gav shemina ha'megarish b'chayev ha'shliach lo choshev lios kemoso achar moso ki ilu huatzmo kayem el choshev get lachar misa. Rabbi said, did anyone see this Taisus? Taisus is bothered by Akasha and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that you're not supposed to give the get lachar misa. Frek Taisus Akasha. It's beferish in the Gemara and Ayin Beis that I know that ain get is lachar misa. Gerishin does not exist lachar misa. Rabbi said, what's the nafkamina if gets lachar misa? She's mutter anyway. She can get married, Rabbi said. What's the yibum? Yibum, chalitza. A very big nafkamina, Rabbi Yisrael, in all these shilas. Don't think that there's just two, we were just analyzing different ways that she's communing with terrorists. There's going to be a shiloh of whether or not their relationship was severed and there could be a get that she can avoid chalitza or yibum. It's just a shiloh, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know if you guys heard the shiloh. But Taisus Mamish says against the Ktois. Taisus was mamish handling this idea of the pre-chadosh of the Or Sameach and saying, gufa the chiddush of the sugya and daf yud gimel, that we have to say, ain get lachar misa is why. Avad, I know the klal that you're not, that a get can't be given after misa. Because the baal's dead. But how do I know to even apply that in a case, says Taisus, where what? Where I'm a mane, a shliach. That's the chiddush of the sugya and daf yud gimel. That's why I need both cases. That's why I need both Gemaras. Tosfos says, basically, if I would have to paraphrase on the side of this Tosfos, I would say, don't say like the Ktois in Das HaRambam. That was gufa the havamina of this sugya, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell you that we're not machalik like the Tur. That's exactly the Shach Levitari in Tosfos. So comes along the Ktzais, and he asks if I'm right in Shitas HaRambam, and if this is correct, that what? That once you're Mamana Shliach, then it's a totally different story. So how's the Rambam going to deal with this Gemara? Amna makati tzarech lezbayin in frektik tzais. Lefi das haram deloy mevatel shluchusei afilu nishtate b'shas gemara shlichus. According to the Rambam, that holds that the shlichus goes on even if the mishaleach becomes a shaita, because shluchus shaladim kamoso becomes an independent entity and he has the ability to still carry out the shlichus. Mishum devkar kar amara shliach b'mokam ha-mishaleach b'sha sha'aso. Imkain hod is nam perakama de gitten ha immer tnu gets el ishli shashikhaz el avdi u meis lo yin el achar misa va amai nema kvar omer ashliach b'mokam ashaleach. Basically, Tosfos is dina. It's beferish over here that you don't say like my shtikl Torah in the Rambam, like the Pri Chodesh is saying to be miyashiv the Rambam from the sugya and af ayinu mebeis. That shlichus is different. So this is where you're going to have to put the brakes on the Rambam, even though we're saying in the Rambam that shlucha shel adam kamoso, and the shliach takes over. Kevendig ihu gufe ilu boy leshacharis avdo achar shemachru oisel acherim afilu kvar osa shliach leshacharo avdo vekoidim shenosa shliach shechuru chazer machru laacher sulo matzis shliach shachru. Kevendig ihu gufe in larishes bo kaacheru. V'chein beisha kevendig mises abal matir sulo agida beklal shemachru lo amrinam bishlucha kamoso. Came the iu gufe achar shemeis lesle rishus klal lo be'evu lo be'isha. So Rabbi said, this is where people usually confuse the ktois. This is like, this ktois is yisoidistic. I think this is the first shir I heard from Rav Asher Arieli when I was in the Mir. It was on this sugya of the Raman Tur and Shlichus and this ktois achosha. Rabbi said, zok the ktois, I'm not trying to say that Shlichus could exist la'achar misa. That I can't do. That I can't do. Because if there's no relationship, and the Torah tells me in the Sugyas and Kiddushin that one of the Derech HaMatirim between a marriage is not only through a get, but through Misas Abal. So there is no get for you to now give. And similarly, in the world of Dinei Momenus, if I in the interim would have sold it to someone else, I don't have the ability to say, sorry, Shluyach's already on his own. He's running on the highway, so he has the ability to sell it. I don't have anything to sell. I severed that. So Avada, according to the Rambam, there's a way to stop the Shlichus. And there are technicalities that the Shlichus cannot be carried out. The Shaila is, though, when the Shlichus is Kayam, and when the Shluyach is carrying it out, how do I analyze that? Is that the shliach, according to the Ktzois, is that the shliach is an independent entity, and therefore, I have the ability to ignore the state of the mishaleach, and that's not going to be an ikuv? Or no, the shliach only exists through me, and therefore, if my halachic state is a lav bardas, then memeli he has no kayach. But no one is saying that if there's another reason why there can't be gerushin over here, or there can't be a mechira over here, that the shliach can now say, sorry, I hold like the ktzois in shlichus, and therefore I can exist independently. What shlichus? Shlichus to what? Shlichus to an entity that can't be sold? Shlichus to a marriage that can't be severed because it doesn't exist anymore? That's utterly ridiculous. So Zok Tzoyis HaChoshen, what Tosfos thought was Poshit in the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel, and was actually the Chiddush of the Sugya and Daf Yud Gimel, the Rambam is going to have to say, is just practically, that you shouldn't give a Lachar Misa. The reason why there's no get given after Misa is because there's no Rishus after Misa. and it's practical. But in Hanami, what Tosfos thought in the Hava Mina, which by the way, Rabbi says, shows you it's not just in the Achronim. What the Ketzoy said in the Das HaRambam is actually what Tosfos is saying is the Hava Mina of the Sugya and Daf Yud Gimel. That is goof for the Shakla V'Tarya. Ma'u Desema, I would have thought that what? Shlichus is different because the Shliach could exist independently. So Tosfos, Kamash Malon, we don't say that by Shliach, and Shlichus is looked upon differently, like the Torah understands the way Shluch Shalom Kamozo works. That it's a constant Hamshacha and empowering situation coming from the Mishaleach to the Shliach. So now that the Ktzois resolved the Kashas from the Gemara Daf Ayin, the Kasha from the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel, comes along the Ktzois and he says one thing that is very relevant l'inyanenu in our sugya. Zok the Ktzois HaChoshen and Zok the Yor Sameach, he thinks that the Rambam is not alone. He thinks that that was the extra terminology and the usage of Rashi to say the reason why this Shtar Shichur cannot be given after the Odon is gestorben, so Rashi is also a practicality. It's because it's already in the Rishus of the Yorsh. And were it not for that, through Rashi's fundamental understanding of Shlichus, so then we would say that why not? There's nothing stopping it from carrying it out, the Shlichus, since the Shliach is a Bardas, he's a healthy individual, so he can do the Maisa, and there's no Rishus Acher, this Ebed wasn't sold to someone else, so therefore, it should be able to be Nishtacher. Comes along Rashi and says, no, since it's in the Rishus HaYorshin, so Memelo, that doesn't work. That added terminology, says the Ketzois HaChoshen, he thinks is indicative of a Rashi, Tesamid Beis, L'yitna L'achar Misa. He says, Hainik Moshe Kasabnu, came in the Kvar Yotza HaEved, Mirshusei V'nichnos Rishus HaYorshin, Ki Agamna, Bo'isa Shliach L'Shachar, Mokhar L'achar, Tesulam Ahani Shluch L'Shachar, came in the Yotza Mirshusa. This is tantamount to what I was saying in Das HaRambam and Daf Yud Gimel, that if the Balim sold it to someone else, so now there's a technicality that now you can't sell it. But Rashi was telling you, without that technicality, fundamentally, would have been able to be Meshacher, were it not for the Rishus HaYorshin, were it not for him to be Rishus Acher, because of Rashi, Taima Mishum, the Poker Rishus, the Nicholas, the Rishus HaYorshin, Tepeklei de Lachar Misa Lekha Meshaleach, like I asked on the first day of Shir. Why don't we just say that there's no shlichus over here because the empowerment of the shliach, the mishaleach, is gone, he's gestorben, and therefore there is no shichur. Sounds like Rashi's holding, fundamentally the shlichus can exist, and therefore Rashi had to give a practical explanation and not this fundamental explanation. Yeah. Oren.
Wasn't our original kasha that there's a better practical problem?
No, there's a more fundamental reason. Yeah.
Didn't the Gemara end up saying that the whole point is that this is not specific to getting shichur, and that's why it's not included in the Braisa in general?
That was just why it's not listed in the Braisa.
Right, but I'm saying now we're trying to give practical reasons for, normally the shlichus would work for the shtar, but it doesn't work specifically by shichur or by get because of parash shoshin, and there's nothing to be free.
No, there's two separate issues. Why isn't this listened to the Braisa? Why is it not listened to the Braisa? That the Gemara dealt with. Is it things that are a common denominator or not? Our problem is we have no problem with the Gemara. The Gemara reads fine.
I'm thinking if we answer like that, where we say that.
We just want to know why Rashi added that Hesber.
Correct. Under the so that we came to is that normally the shlichus would work, but specifically by shichur or by get.
No. Also by momentous. If you sell it to someone else, it won't be good.
Even if you give someone else money, you also won't.
If it went to the Rishus Yorshim, sure. That's true.
Doesn't the Gemara say worse, though?
No, the Gemara says by Shchivmera. That was what we remember. Oh, okay. That's what he said, Dafka Shchivmera, yeah.
Still assuming that the Rambam would hold up his Shita. Meaning the Rambam only says a Shita by like a Shoyter or someone who's Lal Bardas. He doesn't say a Shita by someone who's...
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm getting to you.
So we're now saying that according to Rashi, if there are no Yorshim, that maybe he would.
Maybe the Shtar Shechor would go through, yeah. Yeah. That's what L'Chaira would come out of Felix Tzoyce, yeah.
Isn't that like a crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Also the fact that. Yeah, what would be the nafkamina you want to know?
Tomorrow in the fourth part says if you have a gear and doesn't have any Yorshin.
I'm saying, you're asking what's the nafkamina?
There would be nafkamina.
What?
Yeah, there wouldn't be a nafkamina.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what they're not going to be. I have to think of it. There will be enough.
I still thought that our original kasha was not that Rashi should say a shlichus for it. It's that Rashi has a better word to say that there's no one to free the slave now that he's dead.
That's the more fundamental. That's the
so. Yeah, but that's not what the Tosafos is saying.
Why?
Because he's saying that it's a practical yorshim.
Right, because fundamentally there would be a shichur. I don't agree with that other fundamental reason that you're saying that I should have said, because Rashi disagrees with what you thought it should have said. I'm saying that Rashi doesn't hold of what I wanted him to say. That's what the Ketos is being medayik. The Koach HaShichur is there. Because Shlichus. Yeah.
The Nafkamina would be if you would have to write it again. Because even if you hold that when the slave dies, he goes free, the Gemara uses the Lashon that he becomes Mafkir. And there's a Machlokes whether if you're Mafkir, you're a slave, whether you still need to get.
Yeah, but once there's Mises HaAdon and there's no Yorshim,
yeah.
So what do I need a Shtar Shechor? Why do I need a new get?
Because the Gemara says even if your Eved, even if the Ger dies, you would the Machlokas whether if you're Mafkir, your Eved, do you still need a get?
Yeah, but by Misa Sa'odon you need a Shtar Shechor?
Yeah, that's Machlokas in
the fourth parak?
Almost positive.
The Gemara says you need a Shtar Shechor?
Almost positive.
How could it be? I'm dead.
Then the guy would be stuck then.
No, by Mafkir. The Gemara says by Misa Sa'bala you need a Shtar Shechor? Gemara has machlokes Rav and Shmuel by mafkir avdo, because there's a kinyan mamon without the kinyan iser. But I think by misas ha'odon. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Isai, what Jonah is pointing out is that the Rama was talking about a very specific case. The Rama was talking about a case where the Baal was mamana shliach. He was healthy, and then he lost his das. He became a shaita. On that, the Rambam and the Torah have this fundamental machloikis about whether or not that is batal min ha-Torah or that is batal mide oraisa. Lefi what the Ketzos and the Oros HaMeach are saying, this machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah is much more than what is presented to this specific case about Mishaachzu Kredikus, about a specific situation where the Baal became a Shaita, to even fundamentally apply to in theory, to situations where the Baal is a Goises or is even Mace, you know, were it not for the practical implications, because they're now having a fundamental Machlekes Legabe Shlichus. So there are two major Kashas on this Hezber of the Ketzos. One of them is from the Yerushalmi. Stipler, I put on the Mar Mekoymes, as does many Achroinim in the Sugya, they deviate from this Mahalach of the Ketzos and the Oros HaMeach, and they think that they took this a little too far from what the Rambam and the Torah were actually debating, and they quote the following Yerushalmi as a compelling raya. Yerushalmi on that Gemara, on the Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, says the following: Umi Yerushalmi muchach, da shliach eno nase bala maise legarish mikoyach atzmo kilu ishto shelo. That which the Ketzos wanted to say, that the shliach exists as the bala maise now, takes over as if it's his wife, like the Ketzos was suggesting in Das HaRambam on a level d'oraisa. Dim kein me'od l'chad man da'omer. Yochol ha'shliach l'garish ba'oid ha'meshaleach shoyte. Ein raya klal l'hod de'megarish shiuchol ha'mocher v'nasa shote. The Hosam Amagarish Yichulamachar Vade Ein Chalois Agarishin Eler Mikoyach Abal Shu Shaita Ve Ein Lashaita Teres Gerishin. Frek the stipler, according to the Ktosis Hezber, the Rishalmi that compares the situation of the Rambam, of the case of a Shaita being Mamana Ashliach when he was Bari and then he became a Shaita, to the following case where there's no Shliach. Where a Shaita did what? Where a Shaita was Megarish, Al Tnai that the Gerishin should be Chal Lamochar. He gives a woman a get, and he says it should be Chal Lamochar. And the Yerushalmi says, if he's a Shaita Lamochar, so then, the same machlokes applies. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ask the stipler, I don't understand. According to the Ktzois, they have no shaychas to each other. They're not doime zeh lezeh. One is able to continue to exist because what? There's a shliach that becomes this level of a megarish that now can take over, that's a bardas. And is as if he's married to the woman, and he gives his paper, some amela, shlucha shaladim kamosa could work, that has no connection and relevance, and cannot be compared to a case where a shoite is not a bardas bishas gerishin. It sounds like, says the stipler, everyone agrees fundamentally that the time that the shliach is now going to be megarish my wife is existing mikoyach whose empowerment, mikoyach the empowerment of the mishaleach. And that's why I could even compare it to a case where there's no shliach, but just that at the time of the chalos of the gerishin, if I'm allowed bardas, is that a problem or not? Reish Lakish would say that it's fine, and Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's not fine. Says the stipler, perhaps there's a new issue that's going on over here that is being debated between the Rambam and the Tur, not at all connected to the inyan of shlichus, but rather to be localized to what the Rambam and the Tur were talking about the inyan of a shoyte b'shas gerishin. What their hezber of the machlokes Rabbi say is, you have to see. We didn't give that a full explanation. I want you guys to make sure to see it. But says the stipler, you see clearly from the Yerushalmi that it wasn't a shlichus dika machlekes like the way the Ktzais and the Or Sameach is explaining. Rabbi Yosef Zalman, as well as other Achronim, point out another problem with the Chiddush of the Ktzais Achoshen, and that's from Rashi himself on the Mishnah on Chof Chesam and Aleph. The Mishnah on Chof Chesam and Aleph says, a very important sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Anyone know what the sugya over here is? This comes up all over Shas. Chayshinon lemisa. Shema yomos chayshinon, shema meis loy chayshinon. This comes up in Hilchus Nida. This comes up in Hilchus Chazakas. This comes up in, I was just reading something last night about family planning. Rav Schechter brings it in an article about when you're concerned that a person might die and he's not going to be able, you shouldn't push things off. So the Rashi writes over here, Hamevi gevi nicho zaka. A person brings a get, and at the time that he was bringing a get, the baal was old, oy choyla. You have the ability to assume that the baal is still alive. And that's what the Gemara compares it to. The Gemara compares it to a kohen that the wife kohen went to Medina Sayam and the wife wants to eat truma. Do you have to be concerned that the husband's dead and therefore I don't have the ability to eat truma anymore? And the Noidi Behuda over here in Hilchus Nida compares this to checking on vestos, which you're going to learn in Meretz Shem Yerol Chasanim about concern of blood that will come. He compares it to this sugya of Chayshin Shamayamos. I brought the, I once said in my shul, the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, I said, this Noida B'Yehuda is a raya that you have to be shoylet in kol hatur kul. That you can't just learn one area and say, I'm an expert and I'm a bucky in this, so therefore I could paskin. That's ridiculous. Like, every single shaila is intertwined. It's all one sugya, like we always say. Every single sugya is intertwined with Hilchos Trumos and with Hilchos. You have to learn Shas. You have to go weiter and weiter and weiter. And then only then you could start giving psakim. And then this, everyone should understand what I'm referring to. To say that you just have a mektzoya and therefore I could paskin is, I think, very problematic. So Rashi over here says, "Nosnulah b'cheska shu kayam." You can give the get even though he was old, and we don't have to be concerned that he dropped dead. So, Dr. Rashi, v'loy chayshin and shema meis ubatol shlichuso. Now, the din that if he's maced that we're not going to be megarish the woman, that's to be true also according to the Rambam, that's the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, since he's maced, memela bato shlichuso. Why is it bato shlichuso, Rabosai? Because the shliach only exists from who? From the Mishaleach. So that language is very problematic with what the Ktzos is positing in Shitas Rashi and Daf Yud, and Daf Tesavet Beis. So perhaps, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow we can end the sugya with understanding a new mahalach, which deviates from this mahalach of the Ktzos and the Yor Sameach. I still want you to be kind of this Ktzos and the Yor Sameach, Rabbi Yisai, whether or not we're going to ask kashas on it. It's still in our Mesoira, and it's something very Yisoidistic for the Inyan of Shlichus, and perhaps is a great Hezber in the Gemara in Mem Gimel, but we're going to try to suggest a new Machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur that perhaps is localized within the Sugya of Shoite and not necessarily depending itself on the Sugya of Shlichus. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, everyone should get a copy of the Kilis Yaakov. And there are other achronim that also speak very similar Torah out. You'll find often in many sugyas, Rabbi Yisai, when there's one Rosh Yeshiva that says a Geshmaka Mahalach, a lot of other Rosh Yeshivas, a lot of other Gedolim will follow suit and will say very similar Torah to that Gadol. But Mirtz Hashem will finish this up tomorrow, and then Mirtz Hashem will start the next sugya, the next part of this sugya, which will be the first half of Rashi, which will be the schus and the yad of the eved that the shtar has to get to in order for the shechur to take place. Shkoyach.